You've known him as a governor and a presidential candidate.
Man, we can fix anything in the South with WD-40 and duct tape, except the tax code of the United States of America. It needs a total overhaul.
You might also know him as a TV and radio personality.
This is the Huckabee Report. I'm Mike Huckabee from New York.
Maybe you've even heard about his rock band, Capital Offense.
I understand if you've ever been to a concert with Lynyrd Skynyrd. I'm sure you've heard it before. We're going to do for all of you in New Hampshire, Free Bird.
Well, we invited Mike Huckabee to join us for our series, Mom and Dad's Record Collection. We're asking people to tell us about one song their parents exposed them to and how it shaped them.
One of the songs that I've listened to over and over, and at the time, not necessarily because I wanted to, was In the Mood by Glenn Miller.
When they first played this song for you, is this something they sort of played in the living room or danced to? I mean, how did you first encounter it?
Well, I think it would be unfair to say they played it for me. They played it for themselves. They knew that I would have preferred anything rock and roll. But we had a little record player, and my mother particularly loved music, even though she didn't play an instrument. And she was especially fond of Glenn Miller. And, of course, I grew up, like so many teenagers in that era, doing everything I could to have disdain for anything that wasn't filled with a backbeat and pure rock and roll. So, you know, it wasn't that I appreciated the music at the time, although I could certainly recognize, that it was a very unique kind of sound. And to this day, one of the things that appeals to me is the signature sound of the Glenn Miller Orchestra. He was the first to combine woodwinds as the primary instrument, in his case a clarinet and a tenor saxophone, playing the same melody line. The moment you hear a Glenn Miller tune, you know exactly whose orchestra that is playing it because of that Miller sound.
It's interesting because I've seen you perform. You're obviously a bassist in your own band, Capital Offense. Uh-huh. I remember seeing you perform in Iowa, and the set list was nothing like Glenn Miller at all.
No, but, you know, I embrace so much now the sound of the big band era because it was unique and it's listenable. It's pure America, and I think that's one of the things that I'm now very attracted to when I hear Glenn Miller music.
Governor Huckabee, thank you so much for sharing this memory with us. I know you're a rock and roll guy, so I'm sure your parents will be happy to know you finally come around.
Glad to do it. Thank you, Audie.
Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, a bass guitar player who now has his own show on the ABC radio network and a TV show on Fox News. We're also collecting your stories for our series Mom and Dad's Record Collection. Write us about one song introduced to you by a parent and tell us a story that goes with it. Write us at npr.org, click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page, and put Parents Music in your subject line.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.